All right, let's check in on the fishing and the hunting in the north central part of the UP as we give Steve a call at Indian Country Sports in Lance. Here we go.
Hello, Indian Country. This is Steve.
Steve, Adam from the Outdoor Show. How's your day going?
Hello, Adam. Good.
Excellent. Things changed quite a bit in the last 24 hours.
Things have changed a lot. I think this is what we need to get some fish in the river. It appears that they're right at the mouth of the rivers now and at the Heza Bay and Boy Shore. I was out this Sunday out in a boat, and instead of them being out there suspended in deep water, they weren't. They were all in shallow, and It did make a change. And the water temperature in the bay has even changed from your high 50s to low 60s to finding some low 40-degree water even in the bay. So the surface water's blown out. It's changed a lot.
Well, the question I have for you, a couple things, first of all. One, do you think there's appreciable numbers of what type of species of fish are we talking here?
I think if we're going to get any decent run this fall, it's going to be cohos.
Yep.
I think what kings we've got, I don't think there's going to be a lot of kings, and I think the humpbacks are past. We're going to get some cohos, some splake, and a few steelhead.
Well, that was my next question. I got two reports of splake being caught at the river mouths in Keweenaw here on Bay. Mm-hmm. Like decent.
Nice splake, four-pound, five-pound splake. The nice part is they've got them fall colors on them now. They look like a massive brook trout.
Right, yeah.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful fish all around.
And they taste great. That's the good news.
They did the other night. They sure did. They're excellent. They're beautiful fish.
Well, you know, my next question is, what are they getting them on? What can we tell folks that'll help them catch more fish?
Some on crawlers, some on spawn. I would say, if anything, the number one method has been casting spinners like big meps. Number 3, 4, and 5, orange, chartreuse, yellow, pink meps, bright colored stuff. It's been by far the more fish caught that way than any other way.
Now, I'm really kind of puzzled, and I probably overthink a lot of this stuff, but larger splake this year, definitely larger coho this year. The average size coho, I'm getting reports.
4 pounds.
Yeah.
4 pounds are better.
Like a pound and a half bigger than typical.
Why is that? I don't know.
And the other thing is people are starting to see some bigger steelhead now, too.
Yeah, I've seen steelhead in close to 10-pound range right now. Everything seems to be, the fish that there are appear to be bigger by, like you said, 10 to 25% bigger fish on average. It's definitely a bigger fish that's coming this fall. Don't know why.
Well, my reckless...
Is the food that's different, or is that there's less fish and there's bigger fish, or what's going on? I'm not sure.
And that's kind of where I was headed, is my reckless theoretical... perspective on this is, could it potentially be because the Chinook numbers are down so much?
It could be, because the Chinook numbers are surely down, and they're down everywhere. They're down on Lake Michigan. I've just been hearing horrible stories about the Chinook numbers.
Yeah, we finally just heard about some good news, well, potentially good news, from the hatcheries that are collecting all the wild eggs right now. So hopefully things will turn around. Also, we got some good reports on alewives. Heavy alewives in the rivers, too. So
where is that at?
The North Platte, which is in the Lower Peninsula, okay. But still it affects the north shore of Lake Michigan. You know,
it's
on the
all food.
So hopefully that's a good indicator. And we'll continue with Steve from Indian Country Sports and Lots and get into the hunting reports from bow hunters, bear hunters, and bird hunters in our next outdoor report later this hour. So stay tuned for part 2 coming up right here on The Outdoor Show.